Once upon a time, the villagers of Gressinet rely mainly on livestock for survival. One day, a group of shepherds decided to set off and look for new pastures and explore the Loire Valley. In the Loire Valley, the forest was so thick that the explorers couldn't go any further. Therefore, they decided to clear the land to make room for new pastures. While they were working hard with their axes and saws, the men heard a terrible roar. The screams were so beastly that they made their blood run cold. "It sounds like a monster," some of them cried. "Let's go back to the village," others said, scared. Some of the bravest men decided to find out where the noise was coming from. Slowly and carefully, they ventured into the wood, and all of a sudden, they saw the dragon, a gigantic green monster spitting fire. The group of Gressinet villagers ran away panic-stricken. When the explorers arrived at the village, they warned everybody against venturing up there, and for some time, nobody went up to the Loire Valley. Nevertheless, the herds needed new pastures, so the Gressinet villagers announced, "Whoever kills the dragon will be given the whole of the Loire Valley." The offer was so tempting that, despite the danger, several courageous men accepted the challenge, but nobody succeeded. 7 men from the hamlets of Chamzil and Lormata decided to take their chance. "How can we defeat the dragon?" a young man from Lormata asked. "We must take advantage of its voracious hunger," another one said. "We must join forces," the inhabitants of Chamzil shouted. "In turn, we'll fatten an ox," the eldest farmer claimed. Within 7 years, the ox had become enormous. The 7 Gressinet villagers covered its horns with iron to make them sharp. Then they took the ox to the valley and left it there as an offering to the dragon. That very night, in the nearby villages, nobody managed to sleep because of the horrendous screams coming from the low forest. The screams came from the dragon, ripped open by the sharp horns of the ox it had just devoured, as the 7 men had predicted. At sunrise, the people went up to Lor to find out what had happened. They saw the dead dragon in a pool of blood. Since that day, nobody was afraid of walking into the valley to get to the rich pastures belonging to the 7 cunning men who had killed the dragon.